Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul and Jordana.
If you're listening to us streaming, you can follow along on the Paul and Jordana Facebook page. We are live streaming our next guest, Gail Rosenblum from the Star Tribune. Hi, Gail.
Hey, I'm glad to be back. Oh, how are you?
We're glad you're here. Yeah, fantastic.
That weather report. Oy.
See, yeah, I'm just the messenger, Gail.
I'm sorry.
That doesn't make you happy?
I'm sorry.
It's kind of love it or hate it. There aren't too many people who are ambivalent. It's love it or hate it.
So yesterday, for the first time in my entire life, I used a snowblower.
Oh, I'd never go.
You still have all your fingers, everything good?
I never did it.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of fun, I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to do it. So it was all right. Well, I survived it.
We appreciate all the positivity.
Thank you.
You're a great writer.
Considering that forecast.
Yeah, considering what Paul just said.
We need Gail.
We need some good news.
Yes.
There are great people doing great things, and they don't always make the news. They should make the news.
Thank you.
Gail's column comes out every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
And Friday night, a lot of times at StarTribune.com.
Yeah, we start posting things online on Fridays.
Some of the stories that jumped out at us, you have a great story about the TSA dogs.
Yes.
You got a behind-the-scenes look here.
Yes, so we got to meet them. So this is funny. I'm going to confess that we got this offer for me to find one of my reporters to go out to the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport and learn about the dogs, the TSA dogs.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, I know just the person for it. And I went out there myself. So, I'm like, I'm not giving
picking
that one away.
Yeah.
I'm not giving that one away. So Brian Peterson, our marvelous photographer, and I went out last week and to learn about them, because when you're walking through security and spring break is coming up, so there'll be a lot of heavy traveling. We thought this was a good time to do it. But as you're walking through that security line, I don't know if you've had this experience where the TSA handler and a dog walks right past you,
yep,
and you're sort of wondering what the heck is going
right
on there.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and found out. They're smelling. They're sniffing.
Sniffing, yeah.
Sniffing for explosives.
Oh, explosives.
Not drugs.
Not drugs. They're the TSA, and they are sniffing specifically for explosives. And It's good to know.
And when they get a hit, when the dog gets
a hit,
does he like tackle the person right away?
No, so interesting. So it happened once while we were out there, and it's very subtle. So the rest of the people in line won't even notice.
Oh.
But someone is very, sort of quietly pulled away. And sometimes it's nothing, but the dogs are trained to alert their handlers that something's going on. The dogs don't know necessarily what it is, obviously, but they know something's up. And they've had incredible training down in San Antonio, Texas. I mean, it's such a phenomenal story. And the most amazing part of it is to see them with their handlers before they start working. They are like puppies. They're
just
happy and
so
adorable,
cute.
And they're jumping and they're running around like like dogs would do.
Mm-hmm.
But the second they're in their position to work, they work. They're just they're
business-like, as you said.
Business-like dogs. They are
amazing
and adorable. And you can't pet them, which is so hard. What part of the story is what we can't do when we see them? You can't pet them. Definitely don't feed them. They're working.
So do they go home with the handlers?
Yeah, they own them.
Are they their pets?
So this is so sweet. We mentioned that. So the handlers actually own them, and they love them. They own their dogs. They are very close. They raise them. They play with them. They're actually their very own pets. So
very nice.
How many are there? Do you have any idea?
There are hundreds in the country. We saw six the morning we were there, but they only work about 30 minutes, and then they let them have a break because they're intensely working, and then they give them a little break. I think there's many more than that, but we saw the morning shift. They start at like 3:30 in the morning.
Oh,
and
wow.
So those dogs are ready to go home and take a nap by about noon, as are the handlers, I'm sure. And the handlers are great. They're very calm.
Mm-hmm.
They're very thoughtful. So it was fascinating to see it.
Wow.
Interesting, they get a false positive. Do you know what makes a false positive?
No, I don't. I guess they didn't want to tell me that. I don't, I think they kind of want us to just, appreciate the hard work and all that's going on behind the scenes.
Very cool.
So, So yeah, I was just really had a good time.
Tell us about the story about the trusty typewriter making a comeback.
Yeah, Paul and I were just talking about this. So this made me chuckle.
Yeah.
So typewriters are making a huge comeback. It's sort of like, you know, long playing for the
LPs,
record,
vinyl, LPs. Vinyl coming
all
back.
All this is coming back. So the typewriter made me so happy to see because it made me remember the first time my father bought me a typewriter. I mean, I remember it. I must have been in high school or college. But apparently young people love that visceral experience of touching the keys. Mm-hmm. Of being forced to slow down, to be thoughtful about their prose, and also a lot of poets, young wannabe poets, are kind of they're falling in love with typewriters. So I did call a local guy at a shop right here in South Minneapolis who said he's saying the same thing. These really? 20 and 30 year olds are coming into his shop, buying him out. And he said after this, you know, long stretch where he didn't know if he was going to stay in business, all of a sudden this is this resurgence of interest in the typewriter. And so it's very sweet. And I'm happy to hear it because I really feel like computers are a mixed bag. You know, they're a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, rushing and deleting and not thinking. But I think with a typewriter, you really have to think about what you're doing.
Do you have a typewriter again?
You know, I don't anymore. But I actually, this is so funny. I was in Cuba with my mother a few years ago, and we got to visit Ernest Hemingway's home. And I have this one picture. The only picture I kept was of you could look into his window and take a picture of his typewriter. Wow. So I have a picture in my office of Ernest Hemingway's typewriter. You know, I just like, because I look at it all the time, it just brings back this beautiful time that we really don't experience anymore.
My son, he built his computers. You know, that for gaming.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
don't be too impressed. He built it to play Fortnite.
I'm still impressed.
So, and he got, you know, you buy each part, and when he buys his keyboards, he has increasingly upgraded to ones that make the most noise.
Interesting.
Like he likes the feel. That's a new thing. Yeah, like the feel of when you push down, it's harder to push down.
Absolutely.
Each key is separate like a typewriter, and it makes noise like a typewriter. I'm like, why would you possibly want this? First of all, he's wearing a headset anyway when he's gaming, so it's not like he's getting the satisfaction. But I guess when he's doing other stuff on it, it's a more satisfying sound and feel.
A chunk. It does make a sound. And
funny, though. I mean,
it is very tactile and visceral.
No, I love it. I think it's interesting.
I don't know if you got a chance to see Melissa McCarthy's movie, Can You Ever Forgive Me?
That was one of my favorite movies of the year.
Yeah,
she's so depressing.
But it showed her in a different light.
Fabulous.
But that's sort of
this. That's right. Absolutely.
The other star, other than Melissa, was these typewriters.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's so interesting that you say that. Maybe that is part of what resurgence.
But
yeah. And Academy Awards are Sunday night. We'll see. I'm kind of rooting for her, although I think she's not. I don't know. She hasn't been mentioned as the one who's going to win on Sunday night. But I love her. Depressing. That's true.
Gail's column comes. I'm sorry. Did you want to go on?
No,
we don't want to be depressing.
We don't have
We're
to
talking
wrap up
inspired.
Yet.
Well,
okay, let's
inspired.
Go one more.
Let's have a few
We're
more
inspired.
Minutes of positivity.
Sure. Yes, that's right.
You don't want to get to the weather
dark.
Segment, do you?
I do not.
It's all downhill.
We got to get away from the darkness.
Another story about University of Minnesota journalism interns.
Yes. Oh, yes. So we have every spring, we bring these brilliant young journalists from the U over, and they work in our newsroom, and I am working right now with a couple of our young, just really bright stars. And this week, I have a story written by one of them, Imani. She wrote about an eye doctor who really mentored one of his young patients for years and years, and then encouraged her to go to school and study. And now she works alongside him at his clinic. So it's a very sweet story, and so the story itself is wonderful, but also the fact that one of the young students at the U wrote it for me is also thrilling, because I do teach over at the U on occasion, and I just love to see the future of journalism in such great hands. They are so diligent and excited about the field, and they want to be part of it. And so, you know, the older I get, the happier I am to see them coming in and to replace us. As you know, it happens.
It
happens.
And optimistic about the state of journalism
and
flexible.
Bullish, and I tell them that it is the story. It doesn't matter how we tell it. We still need to tell the story, whether it's online or in print or whatever. And they're learning how to tell the story. So thrilling for me. Is the Star Tribune unusual, Gail, in having an inspired segment, an inspired column? Do other, you know, newspapers around the country have an inspired column?
So this is a very interesting question because people are starting to reach out to us. Mm-hmm. So Philadelphia is starting one. Washington Post has one. They are jumping kind of all over the country to do this, and I think everybody's just really ready. I think the time is right to have some good news thrown at us and to remind us that these stories also are true, and they're happening all the time, and we shouldn't be burying them. I think we need to hear them now probably more than ever. So it's my pleasure to be able to present them. And awesome. I find myself very happy at work. I got to say, I go into work. I can't wait to see what I'm going to find.
You have a bubbly, effervescent personality.
Well, I really like.
You've got
this.
The right beat.
Yeah, I got the right beat. That is absolutely true. So
very cool.
Gail Rosenblum, always a pleasure.
Again, for having me.
Read the Inspired column every Saturday in print. You can also see it online at StarTribune.com.
Thank you both. Have a good weekend. Safe weekend.
For those
that
want to pitch to you, where can they reach you?
Just Gail.Rosenblum@StarTribune.com. Excellent. And after last week, several people reached out to me. So people are listening to you. I love it.
It's working.
It's working. Thank you.
Bring the love.
Yeah, bring it. Yes.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Gail. Keep it going.
All right. See you next week.
Appreciate it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.